Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 beginner lesson on building a drop layer with choptinal character for jungle and old school DNB vibes. In this lesson, we're not just making a bass sound, we're building a whole drop system. That means chopped sample character, solid sub weight, drum energy, and just enough grime to make it feel like it came off a dusty old record, cut apart, and then rebuilt into something that still drives hard. This kind of layer is perfect for the first 8 or 16 bars of a drop. It gives the tune identity right away. And in jungle and older DNB styles, that identity often comes from edits, space, and imperfections. The groove feels alive because it's not perfectly polished. It feels sampled, played, and slightly unstable in the best possible way. So let's build it step by step in a beginner-friendly way using stock Ableton tools. First, set up a fresh project and choose a tempo in the DNB range. Start around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a slightly more old-school jungle feel, you can set a little lower, maybe 165 to 172 BPM. Now create a few simple tracks, one for drums, one for the chopped bass or sample layer, one for sub, and maybe one for effects or atmosphere. Keeping the setup clear makes it much easier to work fast and avoid low-end clutter. For the drums, load a breakbeat or a DNB loop. If you've got Ableton stock content, choose something with a solid snare and enough top-end detail to feel energetic. A classic move in DNB is to start with a break and reshape it, instead of building every drum hit from scratch. That gives you instant motion. Next, let's build the choptinal source. The easiest beginner method is to use a short audio loop with some character. It could be the gritty bass phrase, a dusty musical stab, a small chord hit, or even a sample that already sounds worn in a good way. You want something with personality, not something too clean. Drag that loop into an audio track. Then either manually chop it in arrangement view or use sliced a new MIDI track. For beginners, I'd recommend slicing it to a new MIDI track, because it makes the chops easy to trigger and rearrange. Right-click the clip, choose Slice to New MIDI Track, and slice by transients if the loop has clear hits, or by 1/8 notes if it's rhythmically steady. Ableton will place the slices into a drum rack, and now you can play the chops like an instrument. If you open simpler, keep it in classic mode and use gate trigger mode. If the sample is too bright or clean, gently low-pass it a bit, or add some saturation later. The goal is to make it feel sampled and a little rough around the edges. If you want extra dirt, add saturator with a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start. You can also try a tiny amount of redux or vinyl distortion, but go easy. Think seasoning, not sauce. Too much vinyl effect and the whole thing can start sounding fake or messy. Now comes the fun part, programming the chop pattern. Open the MIDI clip for your sliced sample and build a rhythm that talks to the drums instead of crowding them. A good beginner pattern might put a chop on beat 1, leave space, then add another hit on the end of 2, then another on beat 3, and maybe a small fill at the end of bar 4. A strong 4-bar idea is this. Bars 1 and 2 carry the main phrase. Bar 3 repeats it but with one missing hit. Bar 4 adds a tiny variation or a fill. That kind of structure keeps the loop from feeling too flat. In jungle and old school DNB, little edits make a huge difference. Pay attention to note lengths too. Short notes give you tight stabs. Longer notes can let tails breathe a little more. If the sample has a nice decay, sometimes letting it ring out just a bit adds a lot of vibe. Also, use velocity. Main chops can sit a little stronger, maybe around 90 to 110. Softer ghost-style chops can live lower, around 50 to 80. That tiny change in dynamics helps the layer feel like it's being performed, not just looped. Now let's add the sub. This is what gives the whole drop its weight. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Set it to a sine wave. That's the cleanest way to get a solid sub in Ableton. Keep it mono and simple. Usually you'll want it down an octave or two, depending on the range of your idea. Give it a short attack so the notes start cleanly, and set the release so notes don't click or cut off too abruptly. The sub should support the chop rhythm, but it doesn't have to copy every single hit. In fact, it often sounds better if the sub follows the bigger musical phrase rather than every tiny chop. If the chop is busy, keep the sub simpler. If the chop is sparse, the sub can answer a little more. That push and pull is a big part of good DNB arrangement. Use utility on the sub track if needed to keep it centered and stable. The low end should feel solid, not wide and wandering. In this style, mono low end is your friend. Now let's shape the chop layer with some stock effects. Start with EQ8. I pass the chop somewhere around 80 to 120 HC so it stays out of the sub-zone. If it's harsh, gently cut a little around 2.5 to 5 kHC. If it sounds boxy, dip some 250 to 500 HC. Don't over-EQ, just carve a little room. Then add saturator. A little drive can help the chops cut through on smaller speakers and give them that gritty sampled edge. If needed, turn on soft clip. That can keep things controlled while adding attitude. After that, try auto filter. A moving filter is a great way to make a sample feel alive. You can use a low pass or band pass and automate the cutoff slightly the cross sections. Even a small sweep can create a lot of movement in a drop. If you want, add echo very lightly. Short delays with low feedback and filtered repeats can give you a dubby tail without washing out the groove. Just be careful not to blur the rhythm. In DNB, clarity matters a lot. And if you want that worn texture, a subtle vinyl distortion can help. Again, use it carefully. We want character, not chaos. Now listen to how the drums and chops interact. This is where the drop starts to feel real. The drums should drive the energy, and the chops should answer them. If they're both too busy, reduce note density before reaching for more effects. That's a really good beginner habit in jungle and DNB. Usually, less clutter means more impact. You can also add drum bus lightly to the drum group. A little drive can add punch and glue. Maybe some transient shaping too, but keep it subtle. The drums should feel lively and forward, not crushed. If your groove feels too rigid, use the groove pool and try a gentle swing. Keep the amount low, maybe 10 to 30%. You want a little human feel, not a weird lurch. In old school styles, a bit of swing can be perfect, but the momentum still has to stay sharp. Now let's create movement with automation. A great DNB drop usually changes every 2 or 4 bars, even if the main idea stays the same. So automate the chop filter slightly, maybe open it up a bit in the second half. You can also automate saturator dry for more intensity, or tweak echo wet dry on certain phrases. A simple arrangement could go like this. Bars 1 to 4 introduce the core chop rhythm. Bars 5 to 8 open the filter a little and maybe add one extra hit. Bars 9 to 12 remove a note so the groove breathes. Bars 13 to 16 bring in a small fill or transition into the next section. That little evolution keeps the drop from feeling like a static loop. You can also use a call and response idea. For example, let one chop phrase act as the question, and a shorter phrase answer it in the next bar. That's very effective in jungle because it feels like sample-based conversation. It's musical, but it also has attitude. Here's a really useful workflow tip. Once the layer feels good, resample it, create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record a few bars of the drop. This is a great move because it lets you commit to the groove and then edit it as audio. You can cut out weak parts, reverse tiny pieces, fade edges, and shape the performance much faster. A good beginner habit is to print a few versions as you go. Make one clean version, one gritty version, and maybe one with extra delay. That way, you have options later without rebuilding everything from scratch. Once you have a strong resampled version, duplicate it for your second drop and change one or two things. Maybe open the filter more, add one extra chop, make the saturation slightly heavier, or use a different fill. That small difference helps the track feel finished and keeps the second drop exciting. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't let the chopped layer hold too much low end. If it's fighting the sub, high pass it more aggressively. Keep the sub separate and mono. Second, don't make the chops too dense. It's tempting to fill every beat, but in DNB the space between hits is part of the power. Third, don't let the loops stay exactly the same for too long. If nothing changes after 4 bars, the energy can flatten out fast. Use filter automation, fills, or small note changes. Fourth, make sure the drums and chops aren't fighting in the same frequency range. A little EQ and careful note choice goes a long way. And fifth, don't overdo the vinyl effects. Dust and wobble are great, but they should support the groove, not bury it. If you want a darker or heavier result, here are a few quick pro moves. Try putting saturator before EQ if you want the chop to feel denser, then clean up the harshness afterward. You can also duplicate the chop and make a quieter dirt layer underneath it, high passed so it doesn't clash with the sub. That gives you edge without destroying the main tone. If the stereo image feels too wide, use utility to tighten it up. A more centered core often hits harder in darker DNB. For extra tension, automate a low-pass filter to close slightly before the drop, then open it on the first bar. That classic build and release move still works for a reason. If you want a little more old-school flavor, shorter chop notes and more empty space can make the whole thing feel more authentic and more dangerous in a good way. So to recap, build your drop as a layer system. Use a chopped sample or loop for the vinyl character, add a clean signed sub underneath, support it with drums, and shape everything with simple stock Ableton tools like EQ8, saturator, auto filter, drum bus, utility, and maybe echo or vinyl distortion. Focus on space, pressure, and forward motion. That's the heart of this style. Not endless filling, not overprocessing, just a strong groove that feels like a performance collage. For a practice, try this. Pick one gritty loop, slice it into 8 to 16 pieces. Build a 4-bar chop pattern with a few rests, add a sine sub that follows the groove, high pass the chop, add light saturation, program a break behind it, automate a filter, and then resample the result. If you can do that, you've basically built the skeleton of a real jungle or old-school DNB drop. All right, take the idea. Keep it rough, keep it musical, and let the edits talk. That's the vibe.